This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, guys. DGS405. Been a quick show for such a dreary afternoon. Don't you agree?
Agreed.
Like, going by really quickly. Skip Weber is here, sponsor of the Sweet 16. Good to see you.
Great to be here.
Like your festive jacket.
I love it, man.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's my Elvis jacket.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah.
It's good.
So it's warm. I use it as a jacket. It goes, with dressing a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
So, but I just use it as a jacket, and I'll take it off when I get inside. And
how do you dress for the day?
Like this without the jacket?
Okay.
You mean, how do I go about dressing
for
the day?
Yeah, it's like, do you know what you have coming up that day? Like, oh, do I need a tie today?
Yeah, once in a blue moon, I do. I always wear a tie. I don't know why. I got used to it, so it doesn't bother me. I like, I got a lot of ties. I wear them.
Do your people all wear ties, or are you okay with
them? There's like three people in the whole organization that wear ties. And we're all been around for a little while, so we just got used to it, and it's comfortable for us. And,
I like the aesthetic of a shirt and tie.
Yeah.
I don't want it for me, but I like the aesthetic.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. It makes me kind of feel more professional. Mm-hmm. I'm not dealing with customers. I'm dealing, higher level stuff, but I very rarely need to be wearing a tie, but I just do.
Yeah. How's the Black Friday stuff going so far?
It's been going really good. We've had three great weekends. I think we'll have another good one this weekend. I think we've been selling a lot of the vehicles that we put out there on each thing, but the weekends have been better than just that. So I think it's generated other interest.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really pay attention to what other dealers are selling. Did you used to?
A lot more?
Yeah, some. But if I say, well, we had a bad month, and somebody says, well, everybody did, I don't care. I care what my stores did, what my people did. So I have what my expectations are for the month, and they're exceeding it through these weekends. So I think it worked. If you were to come and tell me, and says, hey, everybody's up 60%, and we're only up 30%, so this didn't work, I'd still shake my head. No, it's better than what I expected, so I'm happy.
Should we, in general, trust the car media? And I say that because I get stuff on my phone, and I drive a Jeep, and it said like, oh, dealers are so pissed at Jeep because the prices are so high, and they're sitting on the lots, and no one's buying them. Like, is that?
I don't. The easy answer for me to say is, if it's a national story, then I wouldn't trust it. Because this is a great car buying market here in St. Louis. We don't have any of these publicly traded hardline companies. They just have never penetrated the St. Louis market. And when you go places, that's where people just butt their heads up against the wall. So many places. And there's some markets where all the dealers are.
That's all they do.
All the dealers have sold out to somebody.
Yeah.
Or the ones that haven't, there's one dealer that has 18 different franchises, and he's the only one, and everybody else is public or whatever. So much of it always frustrated me. President of Car Nation goes on the news constantly to speak for the industry. Well, I'm sorry, sir. We, and none of the people that I ever deal with do business like you do, don't speak for us. Even though you're successful and you could buy and sell me and my stores, you don't speak for us, so they always look for him as a spokesperson. So if you got a national car story, you got to probably unpack it a little bit more than that.
Okay, good advice.
Yeah.
Sweet 16 today. We've never done this one before. It's the Sweet 16 of movies that make guys cry. So this will be a very varied list because I have some that I saw with my kids when they were kids. So it's not exactly a guy's movie. It's not like Dirty Dozen or something. But this should be a fun one.
Yeah. Let me look here. I think there's maybe only two on my whole list that are quote unquote guy's movies.
Okay. Fair enough.
But a regular movie or even a movie you would watch with a significant other, like a girlfriend, that I mean,
got to you.
Most of what makes the ladies cry don't necessarily make the guys cry, but there's some that just grab you. So,
what you got first?
Well, there's one. I mean, this one has made me cry since the first time I saw it, and I could sit here for the first, however long it is, an hour, 50 minutes, and tell myself, I am going to make it, I'm going to make it, I'm going to make it, and then I will bawl like a baby at the end of it, and that is Dead Poets Society.
Mm.
It's, to me, it's just too powerful when they all stand on their desks and give him the homage that he...
First time I saw that in the theaters, I was embarrassed. Yeah. I was crying so hard.
I know, and I can't, like I said, I want to watch it. I love it. It's not like I watch it every weekend. It's probably been 10 years since I've seen it. But I just said, I don't want to cry this time. I know what's happening. I don't have to be...
Have you ever seen the movie About Time with Domhnall Gleeson? So just make a note of it. I won't give away too much, but the men in this family can travel in time. And towards the end, there's a part where the son is going back to see his dad. And because his dad has passed away, it's the last time he'll see him. I lose my mind. Wow. Like, I remember one time watching it, and Phoebe was younger. She was probably 10 or 12, and she was out there with me. And I probably scarred her. I, like, grabbed her and put her on my lap. And I'm just like, this is the way your dad loves you. And she's trying to get away from me. And
This is probably on the streaming services?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what's the name of
it's
the
called
movie?
About Time.
And that's your pick?
Oh, no, because no one's seen it but me.
Oh, okay.
But that's just, like, if you want to cry, if you're a dude, watch About Time. Andrew.
I will go with Saving Private Ryan.
There you go.
I had that, too.
She's not a guy, but my wife has never cried longer and more consistently than the first time that she watched that movie.
Together,
she cried for, like, 3 consecutive hours.
And for me, I'm crying about the whole movie.
Yep.
It's just so emotionally charged.
Yeah, I survived the crying part until the end when you see that it's Matt Damon as an old guy looking at the grave.
Yes.
That's when I broke down.
Yes.
The rest of it, for me, it's a cool war movie. And,
right.
Oh, man, that's so graphic. And, yes, that's more realistic of what it used to be and blah, blah, blah. And there was a sadness to it, the one surviving boy. But, man, at the end, holy cow.
Yeah.
I can't take
it. That actor.
Yeah.
They just nailed it with that actor.
Yeah.
When he salutes.
Yeah, make sure cry you now. Do the right thing.
You know, yeah, make it worthwhile. Make it count.
Oh my gosh, it's terrible.
Rach.
How about Old Yeller?
I've never seen Old Yeller.
Great.
I know all the jokes.
It is a crier.
Is it? I've just never seen it.
It's a great tearjerker, and I love the whole movie, but I don't know if I've really ever cried on that. It's just, I don't know. But it's a great movie.
I'm going to go Gladiator. I remember seeing it at the Shady Oak in Clayton by myself and just being embarrassed because I was crying at the end and I'm like looking around and who's noticing it. Yeah, when they carried him out, I'm just like, he deserves it. Skip.
All right. Another one that I steal myself and say, I don't need to cry. I don't need to, but I can't help it. Field of Dreams.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time.
Yeah, man,
I think Wheeler hates Field of Dreams. Am I right?
He doesn't like sports movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he's mad because they get the baseball wrong.
Yeah, he's like, he said that was a strike, and that would never have been called a strike.
Yeah. And like, did you, his dead dad, he's playing catch? He's like, oh, whatever.
No idea.
Joe Jackson's wearing shoes.
I know what it is. I remember now. He says, because no one says, let's have a catch. It's let's play catch. Yeah. I'm like, so you can't put that aside. Mm-hmm. For one of the most poignant father and son things.
New York and New England and stuff like that. How do you see? No.
He doesn't.
There's all kinds
of Wheeler.
Yeah.
Back to Andrew.
I will go with, again, just kind
of. You don't have to apologize.
Okay. Up.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have
the first like 3 minutes of that movie.
Yeah, that's
where
it's sad. About.
And it only hits harder the older you get.
Yes,
and it's like,
oh my gosh.
Oh.
I'm sure that every movie has this, but I read something about how the whole thing is his near death experience, and none of it actually happens. It's just because it's so fantastical and XYZ, which is kind of fun. Yeah. Rach.
Google told me that this is a movie that guys cry at. Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, I had it.
I love that movie, but I've never cried.
No?
No.
What about you, Dave?
What are you talking about? When Robin Williams is talking about his wife, and then, you know, when he goes and...
No, I don't know.
Goes and knocks on the door, and Will's not there.
I can do a different one.
No, it's fine. No, I mean, it's a classic.
I mean, it was going to be my next pick.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I cry more for the welling of emotion outside of sadness. Like, the Dead Poets Society is not... There's a sadder part to the movie than when I cry.
Yeah.
And so, like, when Robin Williams is talking about his wife, I love that. It's very wonderful and powerful. But the big emotional part is when they connect at the end and he gets through. And I just, I don't know. That's never gotten me to tears.
I'm not sure how many have seen this one, but at the end of Elephant Man, seen that?
Oh, sure. Gosh.
When he's not supposed to lay his head down because he'll die, yeah. and he does.
Yeah, because he's headed finally that. Experienced. Yeah, yeah.
Now I don't have to watch it, I guess.
Yeah, no. Well, it's like 40 years old.
Yeah, that was like in high school, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like 1980. Wow.
Yeah. That's a long time. Anthony Hopkins.
All right. I know you like this movie. You may be on your list.
Okay.
It's very similar to me to Field of Dreams as far as the emotions of it, and that is Big Fish.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah, I had that one too.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would like that movie. It was just too fantastic. Is that Tim Burton?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little Tim Burton goes a long way for me.
Me too. Right.
And like the giant and the Danny DeVito and the whole thing, but I loved it.
I loved it. It was so touching when the dad passed away, and when I can get through that without being too choked up at his funeral when all those people
show up,
I just start
bawling. Yes,
it just makes me cry so hard.
Yeah, Andrew.
All my picks have been taken, so I'm going to say a movie that I don't think a lot of people saw, but it was called My Dog Skip.
Frankie, I love Munez. It.
Oh, got it yeah. right there. Yes!
I forgot about that. There's a sadness one that I did. It's not just, yeah.
That's the one I watched with Nick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was probably six. And it gets to the end, and you know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick looks at me. Gets up, runs in his room, throws himself on his bed, and just starts crying uncontrollably. I'm crying because I thought it was sad too, and my son's crying.
Yeah. I lost it in the theater. I saw it in the theater, and I lost it. And I think I've talked about this on the show before, but the thing that really upsets me about that movie is that the dog doesn't die on screen. The dog dies in like a voiceover.
Yeah.
And it's like, you could have just left that out.
Then we wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah.
I guess.
How about It's a Wonderful Life?
Yep.
Where do you cry? I guess at the end.
The joy. To me, it's the same thing. It's not a sad part. To me, it's a powerful swing of emotions, and it's a joy, and it's tough for me to make it through.
Yeah, you don't have to. Cry could count nice, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. We can count
most
nice
of mine
cry.
Are more like that. Yeah.
You're adorable. Cry could count nice, right?
Cry could count nice, right? I'm putting that on there.
How about Toy Story 3 when he's going away to college?
Toy Story 2.
Which one is the one he's going away to college?
I think that's 3. Three.
That's 3.
Okay. That's the one that tore me up.
Toy Story 2 whenever Jesse is singing about her.
Oh, that's a rough one too.
Who gave her up.
Yes.
I'm going to cry right now.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. So sad.
When she loved me.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Don't you cry. I'll cry.
Oh my gosh, yes.
There's no crying in front of Skip Webber.
Yes, there is.
Okay. Want to take a break?
Let's do that.
All right, quick break, right back. DGS.
Waiting, watching the clock, it's
4:24, DGS on KMOX. Cold front moving in, then another one on Wednesday and another one on Saturday, so it's going to be butt-ass cold out there by the weekend. What's going to be cold out there by tonight, 29 degrees. Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. It is the Sweet 16 of movies that make guys cry. Where we leave off?
I believe it is Skip's turn again.
Okay.
I'm going to put one out there, and I almost didn't put it on the list because I don't really want to lose my man card, but it's one of the ultimate chick flicks, but it's a decent movie. I kind of like the movie, but forget about the romance part of it. The end of this movie is what's sad to me, and that is The Notebook.
I knew you were going to say that.
I knew you were going to say that, too. Is it that or Terms of Endearment?
Yeah, that's not so much. But The Notebook, just the dementia stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had to deal with that with multiple adults now and other people that I know. And just, boy, I don't want that to be myself in my life so bad. I don't want to be either one of the roles. But I don't want to be doing that to her. I don't want that to happen. But I'd be there if it did. You
yeah,
know,
sure.
Just, and then so you just go, oh, my gosh. You're just putting yourself into that deal.
Yeah, I hear you.
Very sad.
Andrew.
I am.
Yeah, you tap city.
Tapped.
What about Shawshank Redemption?
I got it.
Sure.
You want to throw them out?
Yeah, let's do it because we only need two.
I have E.T. I have Iron Giant, which is a Glover family favorite.
That belongs. That
be, okay.
I have Iron Giant also. I didn't know that anybody else would have watched it.
Oh, my God. Oh, we're going to watch it over the holidays.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
I told the kids, I'm like, don't buy me cologne. Let's have a day.
Yeah.
Let's like watch two or three movies and a couple of SpongeBobs, and that's my present. I guess cologne's easier.
What about Forrest Gump?
I
saw Forrest Gump.
That's been so overplayed. But when it first came out, man, everybody just cried through the whole movie.
Yeah. I also had Green Mile and Lion King and Interstellar, the part where he watches the like 30 years of film from his family and they're still mad at him. And that just... Whew.
I like Lion King.
I like Green Mile.
The end of that, Green Mile
because
too.
They were executing somebody who was... Absolutely innocent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Sweet 16 of guy cry movies. Dead Poet Society versus Green Mile.
Dead Poet Society.
I will Green Mile.
Society.
I'll go Dead Poet Society.
Saving Private Ryan versus Big Fish.
Oh, man.
Private.
That's tough. I probably cried more on Fish.
Yeah, I think I did too.
You haven't seen it, Rach?
I have not.
I could just relate so much more.
The dad stuff hits hard in Fish.
Yeah, exactly.
So Fish?
Yeah.
Old Yeller versus My Dog Skip.
That's a good pairing. Very well seated there.
Yeah. Thank you, Skip. I'll go My Dog Skip.
Since I usually criticize your seating so much, I have to give you props when you
skip
do
for me.
I'm going to skip for me too.
Gladiator versus It's a Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life.
I'm going Wonderful Life also.
Send it to Roger for a tie.
It's a Wonderful Life.
He's
sure
a traditionalist.
Is, sure is.
Field of Dreams versus Toy Story 3.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Toy Story.
Up versus The Notebook.
I've never seen Up, so I have to go The Notebook.
I'll say Up.
I've never seen The Notebook, so I have to go Up.
Let's throw it to Roger.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I liked Up. I'd take that one.
All right, sir.
Roger, do you know the category? It's not just your favorite movie.
Yeah, movies that make you cry, right?
Okay. Just making sure.
Goodwill Hunting versus Shawshank.
Oh, those are two of my favorite movies. I don't cry on either of them. I just love them both.
I'm going to say Goodwill Hunting.
I'll do the same.
Yeah, I will too.
Okay. And finally, Elephant Man versus, Iron Giant.
Iron Giant.
Oh, my gosh.
I have seen either, but Iron Giant seems to be
You would like Iron Giant, I think.
I almost wanted to throw out the token Elephant Man vote, but I got to go Iron Giant. It's just too good.
Sweet 16 of the best movies guys like to cry at, Dead Poets Society versus Big Fish.
Got to go Poets. I've never seen Big Fish.
Those are two of my top tearjerkers, man.
I will fish.
I'm going to go Poet because I... led with it. That was my number one.
Okay, team. I'll go Poet as well. My Dog Skip versus It's a Wonderful Life.
I think Skip is more of a cry movie.
Yeah, it's a sadder cry for me. It's supposed to happy
say...
cry.
Too late. Skip moves on. Field of Dreams. Yes, Field of Dreams versus Up.
Up.
Field.
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 Goodwill Hunting versus Iron Giant.
Giant.
Hunting.
Giant.
I'll say Hunting. Give it to...
give it to Roger.
I'll go... Goodwill Hunting. I don't know. The real sort of life movies as opposed to animated ones that sort of get to me, I think, a little more.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Iron Giant, Captain?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
Real sort of life.
I loved it.
Well, la-di-da.
Apparently not enough.
Not enough for this. we were talking earlier about the business. How are things going this month?
It's going really well. You know, we had, I think we already said, you know, the Black Friday every weekend. So that was great. We got one more weekend coming up, Friday and Saturday of this week. It's not come in early, not, you'll get in line or anything like that. But there is going to be a certain amount of doorbusters that will be available only Friday and Saturday, and limited time, and they're huge savings. And so it's been really cool. This will be the first Black Friday that I have not attended with my people. Normally I'm there 3:30 or whenever we start marshaling it, but we're not even doing that early. But even if we were, I wouldn't be, because we're going to Las Vegas. My son is turning 30.
Nice.
So we're going to celebrate out there.
My son turns 30 in January. Yeah. It's weird, huh?
Well, so yeah. I mean, we decided to celebrate by traveling on the busiest travel holiday.
Yeah. Why not?
Of all time. Yes. So
my son decided to celebrate by traveling without me. So that's my gift to him. I'm not going to go with you and your girlfriend. Okay. Sweet 16 of the best crime movies of all time for guys. Final four: Dead Poets Society versus My Dog Skip.
I'm going Dead Poets Society.
Skip.
I'll go Dead Poets.
I'm going to have to make it a tie. Skip really got me.
Roger?
Well, I haven't seen Skip, but Dead Poets Society was definitely a tearjerker. So
Skip is just like Iron Giant, but a dog. Kidding. Field of Dreams versus Goodwill Hunting.
Field.
Field.
Hunting.
Field all the way.
So does that win?
Nope, it's up against Dead Poets.
Ooh, I got to go Field of Dreams.
Field.
I'm going Poets.
Field makes me cry more, but I love when it goes to Captain Roger Brand, so Captain, it's all yours.
And I'm sticking with Poets, man. That's a good one.
All right.
There you go.
Versus
the super winner, which is Dirty Dozen, for best war movie, correct?
Correct.
I don't know. I wasn't here.
Yeah. So is that a better war movie, or is Dead Poets more of a tearjerker for men?
I'm going Dead Poets still.
I'll say Dirty Dozen.
I'm going Poets because there are a lot of great war movies and not that many movies that make men cry.
You know what you have to do, Rach.
Okay, we'll send it to the captain.
Send it to the captain.
I'm not changing my mind.
He's going Poets.
Dead Poets, all right.
You know he's going
we
Poets.
We have a new super winner.
Thank you, Roger.
Nice. Sure.
Thanks, Skip. Appreciate it.
All right.